Hello everybody, welcome back to the Kiwi Gardening Podcast with DIY Plant Man. I hope that you've all been keeping well, and I'm really happy that I can finally do weekly episodes for you guys. So today I'm really excited to announce that we are doing part 3 of meeting fellow Kiwi gardeners, but today we only have one guest as the other people that I asked are quite busy at the moment, so I think they will record their story a little bit later, but for the time being I just have one guest in this episode. And then what I thought I'd do in the second half of this episode is I would kind of go over my own story again and kind of reintroduce myself and what got me into gardening and stuff like that, because I haven't really talked about that since I did the introductory episode. I honestly can't believe that we are already up to episode number 30, which is awesome. If you guys haven't listened to my other episodes, I'd encourage you to go back. Just kind of pick and choose what topics you want to listen to. And if there are other topics that are missing on there, which there will definitely be a lot, please get in touch with me. And I would love to create an episode to fulfill a need that you guys have. In this episode, I'm really excited to introduce you to another guest. Her name is Caitlin. And you can find her over on Instagram at Your Green Thumb Pal. She's the second Wellingtonian to join the podcast as a guest, so it's really cool to have different people from different parts of New Zealand. So without further ado, I would like to introduce you to Caitlin. And now she's going to tell you her story.
Hi, my name's Caitlin, or on Instagram, you might know me as Your Green Thumb Pal, and I'm currently living in Wellington, New Zealand. I was originally born and raised in Pukekohe, which I would have called a small town. I'm just not sure it would be considered that anymore, and that's in South Auckland. I started my first garden in March of 2019, purely because I wanted to start growing my own food. And to be honest, it's just completely snowballed from then. I currently work for a government agency in the communications sector. It's really fast-paced, time-critical, challenging, and just a really high-stress environment. So gardening for me is the complete opposite to that. It's pretty much like the yin in my life. It's slow, it's calm. It's where I really find that balance in my life, and I love it. At the moment, I'm renting, so I'm really just trying to utilize the space that I have to create a garden that caters to what I want to grow. I have a couple of decks. One's probably 4 by 5 meters, and the other is, I want to say, 1 meter wide by maybe 3 meters long, and those are the home to all of my pots, my medium veggie pod, a greenhouse, and a seedling table. I also have a woodland where I utilize probably 4 meters by 4 meters worth of space. And I also have a little planter that I've propped on my lawn. Every day I spend at least 10 minutes in my garden, just watering the plants, checking in on them, that kind of thing. But if I have no plans, you can pretty much guarantee you'll find me in the garden for the entire day. I honestly love it. I will potter in the garden for hours on end, and I will find something to do even if it doesn't look like there is anything to do out there. Because of my work environment, I actually shift work. So I do 6 days on and then I have 4 days off. So I work 2 early shifts, 2 late shifts and 2 night shifts. So when it comes to gardening, I'm really just gardening around my roster. After work on earlies, I'll do some gardening. And then before my lates and before my night shifts is pretty much when I'm going to spend that time out in the garden. I don't want to say that I have a favorite crop to grow because I love growing all the things, but to be honest, if I did have to pick something, I would probably pick the Sweet 100 cherry tomatoes, purely based on the fact that when it's summertime and you walk past your tomato plants and you can just take a tomato off the tree and eat it straight away, it's so satisfying and it honestly tastes so good. When it comes to the garden, I'm a big believer that there's no mistakes, only lessons. But I think one of the most important lessons I've learned is don't overwater your plants, but don't underwater your plants. I feel like this is such an important lesson to learn. There's such a fine line between too much water and too little water. So finding that sweet spot for your plants is really important for them to thrive in their environment. If I had to offer any advice to my fellow gardeners, I would say just do what works best for you and your garden. Learn about your environment, what thrives in it, what doesn't, where the sun's going to be, is it going to be too windy, everything possible like that, and then just grow what you want to grow. I think it's super important that you shouldn't feel overwhelmed or you shouldn't compare your garden to anyone else's. Do what you want to do, grow what you want to grow, and just have the best time doing it. Thanks so much for having me on, Ezra. I've loved sharing a little bit about my story. And if anyone wants to follow along on my gardening journey, like I said at the start, you can find me at Your Green Thumb Pal on Instagram. Thanks, everyone, and happy gardening.
Thank you so much, Caitlin, for joining me on the podcast today and for sharing your story with the audience. I do agree with you how you said that there are no gardening mistakes, but there are gardening lessons, because the information that you get from me or from other gardeners will be different to how your garden performs, and you kind of need to take the information that you get, but then you have to kind of change it and adapt it to your garden. So you're kind of learning as you go. So I really appreciate everything that you shared in this episode. So go follow her over on Instagram and check out what she's up to. Now, since I only have one guest on the episode, I thought that it might be a good opportunity for me to share my story with you guys once again using the questions that I gave these other gardeners. I'm just going to go through the list of questions that I gave them and I'm going to answer them for myself. If you're new to the episode, hello, welcome. My name is Ezra. I live in West Auckland. I was born in Christchurch and I lived there for the first few years of my life. And then I moved to Auckland and I've lived kind of out west all my life. I've moved a couple of times. Now, the first memories that I can think of in terms of gardening would be, I think I must have been around 12 or so, and we moved to Henderson, and then Dad built a veggie garden. Dad was quite good with handy stuff and making wooden structures. He made a veggie garden. It was, I think, 2 meters by maybe 6 or 8 meters, so it's quite big. And yeah, Mum and Dad both didn't really know how to do the garden. And they bought a whole bunch of seedlings and kind of put them in and stuff. But I don't think they really knew the practical ways of gardening and how to keep things growing and thriving. I remember I kind of adopted the gardening side of things and I kind of just mucked around really in the garden. I didn't really know what I was doing and I just kind of monkeyed around out there. I do remember my younger brother and I both tried to grow chili plants, and our plants grew really well, but we didn't get any harvests off them. So yeah, we had kind of those type of experiences where we didn't really get many successes. And I don't know really what kept me going into doing gardening. I guess the story that I shared in my introductory episode about how I used to go to a car boot sale where everybody would sell all their cheap bits and pieces at their houses and come on a Saturday morning. There was this one lady there and she used to sell, she must have worked at like a garden center, but she used to sell a whole bunch of seed packets for $1 each because the seeds were getting close to expiry. And my brother and I would buy so many seeds that she would give us a whole bunch of free packets. So I guess that's kind of where I got into gardening, sowing all those seeds and seeing how awesome it is to see stuff germinate. Kind of got me hooked, I guess. I then went and worked for a nursery, and I used to grow seedlings. I used to grow them from seed cuttings, and we also used tissue culture. We would get it from the labs and then we would deflask it. So I've had an awesome array of experience in growing a lot of different vegetable, cut flowers, bedding, natives, and yeah, a whole bunch of different crops. And I've really enjoyed that experience. And I also did some study through that, which leads me to my current occupation. So I actually work for a plantscape company called Ambius. We work with indoor plants in the workplace. So I work in the city and I go to all these different offices and I maintain and look after these awesome displays, plant displays and plant walls, hedges, all different types of things. It's like a plantscaping, biophilic design, driven job. And I really like the creativity of it and how I can choose different plants to kind of represent the different offices and what they stand for. It's really cool what you can do with plants and the amount of different plants there are. You got different textures, colors, different flowering types. It just brings different mood and different character to each building. So yeah, I'm really enjoying that, and I've almost been there a year, not quite, but yeah, it's been nice to have a bit of a change, and I really enjoy talking to my clients and giving them advice on their own personal indoor plants as well, because I get a lot of questions as I'm working. But I love it. I love the interaction and that that I can share my knowledge with these people. Now, going back to my garden, the size that I garden in is very small. My back garden area is actually 4 meters by 6 meters, so 24 square meters, but about 6 square meters is actually covered with a water tank, with my washing line, and with the hot water cylinder kind of thing outside. So to be honest, I've only got really 3 by 6 meters to garden in, which is really small. I used to spend quite a bit of time out in the garden every day. I'd probably spend about an hour doing different projects, sowing different plants and harvesting plants as well. However, since my daughter was born, I've spent a lot less time out in the garden. I think recently I've probably spent about 20 minutes max a day, apart from when I actually go outside for an hour or so, maybe every 2 weeks to do different projects. I'm planning on fully automating my whole garden with irrigation system, which I've actually bought already. I just have to install it. So I'm really excited to be able to do those type of things so I can spend more productive time when I'm outside and I'll be able to keep doing different projects. I find going out in the garden after work is an amazing time. I absolutely love it, but at the moment, I have other responsibilities as a father and as a husband. So yeah, as I said, lack of time kind of keeps me out of the garden in the evening. However, I do try and go in the morning before work. I spend, my 20 minutes outside doing watering and things like that. But right now, obviously, it's getting darker in the morning, so I can almost not do that anymore, which I'm going to be gutted about. However, I'll work around it. We go through different phases in our life where we are able to do things, and then, yeah, soon I'll be able to spend more time outside. So, yeah, it's just a temporary thing. I do like going out in the garden after work. I do find it a way to relax, like wind down from work, even though I'm working with plants all day. What motivates me in the garden is now, as a father, is to teach my daughter where food comes from. And also to provide healthy food for my wife and to inform my friends and show them what you can do in such a small space. That's why I started my page, my Instagram page, and that's also why I'm doing this podcast, is to teach others how to grow their own food and just my experience of what I've gone through and how you guys might not have to go through the same experience as me to get the same results. I love growing funky things and I like to always try different crops. The cool thing about gardening is that what you can grow at home is usually different to what you find in the supermarket. The supermarket and grocery stores have a limited selection of different varieties of any crop. And the thing I love about gardening, and what motivates me to keep gardening as well, is to be able to grow things that you can't find, or if you do find them, they are a lot more expensive in the supermarkets. A few of my favorite crops to grow would be chives, specifically garlic chives. Taste amazing, you can use them in anything. I honestly keep raving about them. The second thing would be spinach, also really good. You can eat it raw, you can saute it, except for when you saute it, you kind of put a whole bag in the frying pan and then you end up with like 1 teaspoon of sauteed spinach, which is crazy. I don't know how that works, but anyway, I do enjoy growing spinach. I also love growing strawberries, and I love growing violas. Violas are really nice. They're a little compact flower. They look amazing. Great for decoration in a salad or on a platter or something. You can just add them. And the cool thing is the viola flowers are actually edible as well. So there's a couple different crops that I like to grow. To be honest, I love growing everything, so don't get me wrong. But yeah, if I had to pick a few, I'd probably pick a few of the ones that I just mentioned. Now, a gardening lesson that I would like to pass on to you that I've learned over the time. It's something that's obvious, but when I was living at my parents and I used to garden, I planned my garden out quite far away from the house, and there wasn't a water source close to the house, close to the garden. So what that meant is I had to lug the watering can over with water all the way from the house, and that took ages, and I had 10 gardens. And that was kind of a stupid idea because everything was really dry in the middle of summer and I couldn't get water on it fast enough. So just make sure that you have a water source close by and don't make the same mistake that I made. And now to close off this episode, I want to give you a piece of advice. If you've listened to my other podcast episodes, you will know exactly what I'm going to say. And I'm going to say 3 things. It's going to be the same word. It's going to be mulch, mulch, mulch. Guys, make sure you do not have bare soil. Make sure you're always mulching. Use leaf mulch. Use different types of composts. Use anything. Use the debris of your old plants. Chop them up into small pieces, a few centimeters long. Let them break down. The nutrients will siphon back into the soil eventually. What will happen is the mulch will keep the soil moist in summer and it will warm the soil up in winter. It's a blanket, it's a source of food for microorganisms, and it's a hiding place for worms. It stops disease splash from coming up into your plants. It stops the rain from absolutely destroying your soil when it rains really hard. There's just so many benefits of using mulch, and I know I say it so many times, but make sure you mulch. Yeah, that's going to be all for this episode. I hope you felt like you got to understand my journey a little bit more. And once again, thank you to Caitlin for sharing your story. And I hope to be able to get you on the podcast another time, and you can give us a gardening update or talk on a gardening topic that really suits what you're doing. Thank you to all the listeners. Thank you for listening constantly. Please follow or subscribe on whatever platform you're using. And if you could please review, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, if you could just leave a review on there, that would be really cool and it will help other people find the podcast as well. Thank you so much for listening, and I will catch you next time. See you.